This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 19th. God's word for you today is character and integrity. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 7, verse 15 to 16. And it says, "Be wary of false preachers who smile a lot, dripping with practiced sincerity. Chances are they are out to rip you off some way or other. Don't be impressed with charisma. Look for character." In choosing or in joining a team, firstly, choose people who want to love and serve God. And secondly, choose people committed to growing in character. Yesterday, I shared with you three things I see in people who are committed to growing in character. These are things you should also look out for when joining or choosing a team. The acronym for these three things is HIG. H is for humility, I is for integrity, and G is for generosity. H for humility. Proverbs 3 verse 34, and it says, "It has no use for conceited people, but shows favor to those who are humble." God has no use for conceited people. Whoa, that is huge. When people are arrogant, when people are conceited, God says, "Sorry, I cannot use you." But God shows favor to those who are humble. I for integrity. Proverbs 10 verse 9 says, "People with integrity have firm footing, but those who follow crooked paths will slip and fall." The feet of people with integrity are both sure and secure. In the name of Jesus, you will not slip and fall. Integrity simply means be true to yourself. A shirt that is 100% linen has linen integrity. If a dress is 100% cotton, it has cotton integrity. So, if a shirt is 90% cotton, meanwhile the label reads 100% cotton, that shirt lacks integrity. Be true to yourself. If you are cotton, be cotton. If you are linen, be linen. Integrity is derived from the word integer, which means a whole number. If you are whole, be whole. G for generosity. Proverbs 22 verse 9 says, "Generous people will be blessed because they share their food with the poor." In addition to choosing people who want to love God and serve God, choose people who are committed to growing in character, in humility, integrity, and generosity. The third thing is, choose people who do what is right, even when it is hard. Sometimes, doing what is right is difficult, hard. Deuteronomy 12 verse 28 says, "If you obey these laws, you will be doing what the Lord your God says is right and good. Then it will help you and your descendants be successful." In other words, if you are careful to obey whatever God commands, then you will be doing what is right and good in God's eyes, not in people's eyes. Then He, God, will help you and your children to be successful. Let us pray. Father, help me to grow in character, humility, discipline, integrity, and in generosity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.